60 years of life-changing experiences. Providing life-changing independence and freedom to our clients with vision impairment has always been central to the work that Guide Dogs does. When James Williams, Chairman of Royal Guide Dogs Australia, joined the board of Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT in 1988, they were keen to get younger people involved.
I'd love to say that I was 10 at the time. I certainly wasn't, but I was younger than most of the other people on the board.
Then, in 1991, he was appointed to represent New South Wales on the board of the Royal Guide Dogs Australia, known then as Royal, and he's held the role of chairman since 2001. During that time, he says the organisation has had quite a journey. In the mid-1990s, the board of Guide Dogs New South Wales decided to provide, on its own account, a range of dedicated services for the people of New South Wales and felt it would be really beneficial to have its own large-scale purpose-built facility in New South Wales.
We wanted something that wasn't too far from the centre of Sydney, where we could build a training centre. It took us a while to find the right place, but we ended up buying the 22 acres at Glossodia. We wanted a state-of-the-art facility, not just as a base for our operations, but also a place we could show our donors and other members of the public what we do and how we do it. And it has just worked so well. I can still remember going out to Glossodia to see it for the first time. It was just the most wonderful thing to achieve something really excellent. I felt so humble, being part of something like that, and contributing in a small way towards the whole effort. It was fabulous.
Some years prior to the time the New South Wales organisation was starting to develop and grow its own range of services, a decision was made to join forces with Guide Dogs ACT to form Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT. This new name was really important so that people in the ACT were still represented. When all the states began to start delivering services independently of Royal Guide Dogs Australia, it was important to ensure that service delivery standards remained consistently high across all the guide dog organisations. To that end, the national body, Royal Guide Dogs Australia, has played a significant role. It also takes the lead in speaking as one voice to government at a national level around important issues impacting people with vision impairment.
Underpinning everything has been the amazing contribution of our many supporters, volunteers and donors. Without their incredible support, we would not have been able to help so many people with vision loss. What we found is that our donors are people who love both the dogs themselves and the work we do. Above all else, they want to know that the money they give us is used as effectively as possible to deliver as much support as possible to the people we serve. And it is. We're also very lucky that our guide dogs and Labrador puppies attract so much attention and seem to win people's hearts wherever they go. People see our guide dogs out working and training on the street every day, and they admire the special bond that exists between the person and guide dog as they go about their daily life. It's fantastic. Back in the 90s, people were saying that guide dogs might soon be replaced by satellites. But guide dogs offer so much more than technology. They become a person's best friend and constant companion, sharing the challenges they face as they take on the world without sight. And that's incredibly special.